Tuesday. Did you sleep in on
Tuesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch up.
Hello, catch uppers.
Hey, catch uppers. Good to be here. Nath, we attempt to settle a debate on this show. Attempt, because I feel like we don't really get a.
Oh, we haven't. I mean, we're satisfied in our own.
We're satisfied with what the choice and the decision we've made, but other people feel something else. I don't want to give away too much, but I was just thinking it is about food, and food can be a bit of a debate at times.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a food that you don't like? There's something.
There's not foods that I don't actively dislike, but there's ones I prefer.
What's your least like? Like, if someone was going to serve it to you, if it was on a sandwich or something, I don't know. What is the food that you just go, oh, I'm not a massive fan of this?
I'm not a big, I know this might be a bit cliche, Brussels sprouts. Not a big Brussels sprouts, sprouts person, can't even say it.
But,
I refuse to learn how to say it. That's how much I hate it.
Nathan, I want to talk about planes.
Mm-hmm.
Big planes. Because, you know, there's that new Qantas flight. It's a Boeing 787-9. It goes from Perth to London. It's a direct flight.
I did see this. It's the only one that does that.
Yeah. It's directly Australia. It's the only flight that goes directly Australia to London.
No stops.
They're setting some records for speed.
I feel the need for speed.
So they're beating their estimated time by around an hour, sometimes just over an hour.
Wow.
Which means they're speeding.
Slow down, guys.
I don't want to tell everyone how it works, but yeah, they're speeding. The average speed for their journey is 938 kilometers per hour.
Okay.
Right? And so all the pilots apparently getting together and they're going, geez, how good are we? Oh, and then, like, you know, Steve's doing it one day. Next day, Barry's getting in. Barry goes, Steve, you know what, mate? I'm going to beat you again by 10 minutes today.
Oh, so all the boys have... Going up against each other.
Yeah, so they're currently beating it. And now it's got even worse because they're not only trying to beat the speed record, they're also trying to break the record for not going to the bathroom.
Okay.
Yep. So,
Why is that a thing?
I don't know. Apparently, there's a world record for pilots not going to the bathroom over extended period.
Mate, they're real bored in that cockpit, tell you.
It's not much good. They're wearing adult divers. No, I don't know. But yeah, so they're breaking the speed records. They're breaking not going to the bathroom records. So it's around 17 hours.
Without going to the bathroom.
Without going to the bathroom, yeah. And some flights are being done in 15 hours and 40 minutes.
Is there, you know how on the road, obviously, there's speed cameras and cops with the ray guns and stuff?
I'm glad you're saying this.
Is there those in the air?
There's not those in the air. But I think we need to rein them back in. Because, I mean, I don't know about you, Nath, but I'm sitting in a, you know, like you said, on the roads, you know, you've got speed limits and stuff.
It's not like we're sitting here, I'm going, hey, my Ford Fiesta is going to beat you home by 30 seconds today.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of my pilot racing and the idea of my pilot not going to the bathroom.
Nah, not happy.
I feel like you're not concentrating that much if you're just like, foot's on the accelerator. Jeez, I need to wee, but I really want to break this record. Nath, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Are you ready, kids?
Yes, we are.
Captain.
Skipper.
I can't hear you.
I said we are. Stupid pirate.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants. And Boris in yellow and Boris is here. Ah, look, Nate. SpongeBob SquarePants on Twitter yesterday asked The Rock a question.
The Rock, as in the wrestler The Rock.
As in Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Right.
It was Say Something Nice Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, and SpongeBob said, "Hey, The Rock, what inspired your nickname, Patrick's Home? Either way, we love it."
Okay.
And so The Rock responded, and this is what he said. He said, "Hi, Bob. Which nickname are you referring to? Big Daddy, The Rock, Samoan Thor, Beef Piston?
Beef Piston.
Or the inappropriate one I earned back in college? P.S. Love your work, DJ."
DJ, so he's giving himself another one.
He's
sending another one on the end.
He's given SpongeBob SquarePants a nickname, Bob.
Right.
And he's referred to himself as Big Daddy, The Rock, Samoan Thor, Beef Piston, something I have in college, and DJ. There's six nicknames in that one.
I've heard the Samoan Thor before.
Yeah.
I've heard
Big Daddy.
Have you?
Yeah. He does it like, hey, it's Big Daddy here, about to lift some weights.
He's in the movie, isn't he?
Big Daddy. Yeah. No, I don't know.
No, he's not.
Sounds like a movie. That does sound like a movie The Rock would be in.
He'd do it. Yeah.
Coming soon to cinemas, it's Big Daddy starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's actually 12 years old, but he's in the body of a Big Daddy.
What's he going to do to get out of this one?
You can see that as a film.
I can.
Would you go see it, though?
Nah, it's a rock film. Beef Piston's an interesting one. I've never heard, I don't know, what does that even mean?
A lot of people on Twitter are saying, I've never heard the beef piston before.
Maybe it was just him and his mates.
Well, the other college one's Big Daddy, The Rock's month, or people have heard. Maybe he's trying another one.
Oh, he wants to introduce, maybe he's over The Rock.
Maybe he's come up with the Beef Piston.
Dwayne the Beef Piston Johnson. BP.
Hey, are you going to go see that new film? Oh, the one with Beef Piston? Yeah, let's go do it.
It's good. Let's go see it.
Now, look, Dwayne Johnson, he's got too many nicknames, Nath. So I thought we could do this.
A nickname, a nickname. We can give one to you, say.
Well, I'd love you to give me a nickname.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Do you need a nickname? Because here at Jimmy and Nath, we love to give people nicknames. We think it's Australian that everybody deserves one.
It's a very Aussie thing. And twofold, Nath. Mm. If you don't have one, you should have one. Mm. And you should have one you're happy with.
Exactly.
But you can't give yourself one.
So maybe you've got one, you're like, oh, I don't really like this one. I want Jimmy and Nate to give me another one.
Yep.
13, 12, 16 is the number. Give us a call. How to work is. We'll get to know you a little bit, and then both Jimmy and I will give you a nickname. Now the best bit about it is you don't have to accept it.
You can just pass. You can just go, now, boys. I don't want that option. But we will give you two options.
A nickname, a nickname. We can give one to you, say.
Boys, I'd love you to give me a nickname.
Yes, Nath, we love giving out nicknames. And I just reported the Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's got too many nicknames. He's got The Rock. He's got Samoan Thor. Big Daddy.
Yeah.
He's given himself Beef Piston.
Yeah, that's my fave.
and even calls himself DJ.
Yeah.
DJ. So, too many for The Rock. We've got to give someone else some nicknames.
So, this is how this will work is we'll get to know somebody and then both Jimmy and I will give that person a nickname. The best bit about it is they don't have to take it.
Yeah, you can pass. Yeah. Definitely.
Let's bring in now Bjorn. Is that your name?
Bjorn, close enough.
Bjorn.
That's a good
nickname,
though.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's mine, Bjorn.
All right, nice done. My turn, though.
Bjorn, how are you this morning, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. So, what do you do for work?
Baker.
A baker?
Okay. Yeah, baker.
Bjorn the baker.
Actually, first things first, do you have a nickname, Bjorn?
I do. A BJ is my... There you go.
Is your last name start with J?
No, it doesn't. Just okay. You spell my name, and a lot of people can't pronounce it, so...
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Are you happy with BJ, Bjorn, or you're after a new one?
A new one would be good.
A new one, okay.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Yep. What do you like to do as a hobby?
I'm a pizza chef, actually, on the side as a hobby. That's kind of my hobby. Got a little pizza sidekick, so yeah.
Have you got a little wood fire at home?
Not at home, but that's what I do, wood fire pizza, so.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. John, do you follow any sport? Are you a sport fan?
Girl, Cats.
Yeah, Cats.
Okay.
Yep.
Geelong. Do you have a favourite player?
Nah,
that's fine.
Nah.
I like them collectively. I don't like any individuals.
John, have you got a family, wife, kids?
Yep, sure do. Wife, three kids, three boys.
Okay, so you're a dad. Okay, cool.
Family guy.
Father.
Family guy. Yeah.
Family guy. Peter Griffin. That can be any name.
Peter Griffin.
All right, I'm good, Jim. Are you good?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
I'll go first. All right, John, your nickname that I'm going to give to you is based off the fact that you're a baker and you also like making pizza as well. So I'm assuming there's a lot of dough involved in your line of work, yeah?
Yeah, that's true.
And you're also a father?
Yep.
And I've also got written down here that your favourite extinct bird is a dodo.
Yeah.
I don't remember us asking him that question, Nate.
I'm pretty sure he said that.
Okay.
The nickname I've got for you is... Papa Dodo.
Papa Smurf.
Yeah, but Papa Dodo.
Can, just
Papa
wait. Dodo. Wait to, right, wait to tell us... Okay, you like that one. That's all right.
Okay,
well, you can,
I'm going to get that at work.
I'll give you another option. Now, look at Bjorn. Bjorn's the baker. So there's a lot of bees there. So I thought we've got to get rid of the bees. There's enough bees in his life. But you're a pizza chef. And where does the best pizza in the world come from, Nath? Spain. That's what they're known for.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, their pizzas in Spain, they are. No, a lot of people think Italy.
Okay.
Originated in Spain. Right, I just did a quick Google.
Didn't know that.
I did a quick Google. Now, when you think Bjorn, you think Bjorn Borg, famous tennis player.
Sure.
And he did. He won 6 French Opens.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't call him Bjorn. He's already called Bjorn.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
But he won 6 French Opens, so he's good at the French Open. Who else is good at the French Open?
Roger Federer.
Not Rafael Nadal.
The famous Spaniard.
The Roger Federer's won 1 French Open. He's actually notoriously terrible.
Still good.
Okay. Rafa's won plenty there, but he's also from Spain. Pizza's from Spain. Don't Google it. Just trust me on this one. So the nickname I'm giving you, Bjorn, is... Oh, he also likes sports as well, so this ties in. I forgot to say that bit. It's Rafa.
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 Okay. Bjorn, would you like Papa Dodo, Rafa, or neither? You can be honest.
The first one?
Which was? Yep. I want to hear you say
Dodo.
It. Sorry, say that again.
Papa Dodo. Papa Dodo.
Yep. Papa Dodo, but I'll give it to you.
Nath. Flat pack furniture skills and having the chat are among the top talents needed for the modern dad.
The modern dad. Okay.
Yes. Flat packs and the chat made up the top 25 list for modern dads.
Okay.
So they're 1 and 2.
Flat packs are very hard.
And everything nowadays comes in a flat pack.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a skill you need to be able to teach your kids as a father.
Yeah. And without getting angry. Because this is what I'm pathetic at. Flat packs, like, I'll break something.
Yeah.
And it's not to do with a flat pack. It's me being angry and throwing something at something else.
You're quite frustrated at the flat pack. So I thought we could pass on the flat pack, Nath, but I thought we could talk about the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just wanted to test you because I've seen you with a flat pack. You're quite frustrated. You can do it.
I can get it
done.
You
can do it. You just get very angry. You get very flustered.
And I'm not an easy person to get angry.
No.
But those little Allen keys, they'll do me.
I don't know what it is about a flat pack. But I thought, okay, I've seen you with a flat pack, but I've never seen you give the chat.
Yes.
So what I thought we could do now is just see, because like in life, you never know when the chat's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And today on this radio show, you didn't know the chat was coming.
No, I didn't know.
So what I want you to do is, Papa Nath, I want you to chat a little Jim.
About the birds and the bees.
And I want you to chat about the birds and the bees and give me the chat.
Okay. I mean, first of all, this probably isn't appropriate. Mums and dads out there with kids, like, moving into puberty, don't play this music.
Don't play them some Barry White.
Imagine that son come in here, sit around the recorder.
Come and watch this video I've rented.
Little Jimmy.
Yeah, Dad?
No, your puberty, your voices.
Yeah, Dad.
Yeah, I'm not talking to a three-year-old. I need to tell you about something.
Yeah, what's up, Dad?
So, you know how you came into me and Mummy's life?
Yep.
How?
The stork brought me.
No. I mean, there was a stork involved. That's what Mummy calls it, the stork.
The stork, okay.
Yeah.
What's the stork?
So, when a mummy and a daddy love each other very, very much,
yep.
Sometimes they like to have cuddles in bed.
Yeah, I cuddle Mummy sometimes.
No, not those kind of... That's different.
I cuddle
cuddles.
Daddy too.
No, they're different.
I cuddle
cuddles.
My friends.
No, you don't cuddle your friends. Ask their permission first.
Okay.
But these cuddles, they make Mummy get pregnant. And that's how you were made.
Nath, I came across a little message on our Instagram yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to go into it too much, but essentially, a young lady from Hobart messaged us and she's got a bit of a problem, a bit of a debate.
Yeah. She's come to the right place, hasn't she?
We'll settle any debate. It revolves around a curry chicken pie and sauce.
Right.
But enough from me because, Nath, we've got her here in the studio.
We have Shania from New Norfolk in the studio. Shania, welcome to the show.
Let's go, girl.
Not Shania Twain.
No, it's not Shania Twain.
Oh, okay. Shania, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, that's all right. Look, you sent us this big message. It was quite long. I read it. It pulled at my heartstrings. It's something Nath and I are passionate about. Would you like to tell everyone listening what's happening?
Yeah, look, last week I came across a bit of a dilemma. Apparently people don't have sauce on their curry chicken pies. Now, I come across this as I was at my in-laws' house for dinner, and as I went to the cupboard to grab the sauce, the look they gave me, I was practically disowned.
Wow.
They said, get out.
They did. Pretty much haven't been back there
the
since.
The old ex-in-laws now. Yeah. The source.
Now, Shania, Nathan and I haven't spoken about this. We did see the message, but a lot of stuff here at the radio show, we like to do it live. We like to be... honesty, we like to say. So, Nath, on the count of three, do you want to say yes or no to sauce on a curry chicken pie?
Okay.
Ready?
Give us a countdown, Shania. 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Beautiful.
Of course.
Okay.
Wait, hang on. What kind of, can I ask, what kind of sauce were you reaching for?
Doesn't matter.
This is the thing.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're right, Shania. You should have the ability to grab any sauce you want.
Absolutely.
If it's chocolate sauce.
Hey, if you're into chocolate sauce and chicken pie, you're probably not going to be my friend, but I'm going to allow you to do that.
No, I'm a really big sauce person on anything, particularly if it's hot and if there's meat involved. You need sauce. You need a condiment.
Yeah, we're big sauce, chutney people, like whatever you want to chuck. Do you have a go-to sauce yourself,
tomato.
Shania?
Tomato. Has to be.
Now, Shania, when they gave you this dirty look because you were reaching for the sauce, did you continue and apply the sauce? Or
absolutely
did
you... I did.
So you did it anyway?
I didn't know it was a thing not to have sauce on a curry chicken pie.
Amazing. Amazing.
Okay, this is good. So what I thought we could do on 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Sauce on a curry chicken pie, yes or no? We want to help Shania out. We want her to be able to go back to the in-laws and say, hey, stuff ya.
The people of Hobart have spoken.
I went on radio and Hobart said I'm going to have sauce on me pie. Also, we've got a little poll up on our Instagram story, at Jimmy and Nath. You can head there and vote as well. And I can currently tell you, Shania and Nath, that people have voted, and at the moment, it's 67% yes.
Good. The people of Hobart, they know what they're doing.
Sauce on the pie. So give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Let us know, sauce on the curry chicken pie, yes or no? Hey, Nath, we've just asked 13, 12, 16. Sauce on a curry chicken pie, yes or no? Mm-hmm. And the reason we have asked that is because we're joined with a big fan of the show, listener, Shania.
Let's go,
Shania.
Curry chicken pies.
Shania, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, for those of you just joining us, you messaged Nathan and I on Instagram yesterday, and you have this little bit of a problem. You went to your in-laws. We were all eating curry chicken pies. You've gone to get the sauce. They've all looked at you, wanted to disown you, correct?
Absolutely.
Now, before we hit the phones, a lot of people are calling. This is obviously something everyone's passionate about.
Yep.
You told us you put up an Instagram story and a Facebook poll.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Didn't get nowhere. It was a 50-50.
Oh, split 50-50. Down the middle.
Yep.
So that's both Instagram and Facebook, split down the middle.
Yep.
How many friends have you got on Facebook?
Too many, maybe 3,000.
Wow. Okay. So a lot of people got involved.
Well, that's good. 3,000 means a lot of people have been quizzed. Now, I've put up a little story on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath, and you're not going to believe this, but it's 50-50.
No, it's not.
Yep. Sauce on a curry chicken pie. So we've got to hit the phones. We've got to get to the bottom of this.
Let's go to Blakey from Kingston. Blake, sauce on a curry chicken pie, yes or no, mate?
Mate, I'm going to say it depends purely on the quality of the pie. If you've got a good, moist curry chicken pie, you do not need to add condiments. However, if old mate-in-law's made a bit of a dry pie, sauce 100%.
Wow. Okay. Well, Shania, this is where we go to you, and be was very, very careful.
Was it a dry pie?
Was it a dry pie?
Yes.
Blakey's 100% right.
So, Blake, it was a dry pie, so sauce is okay.
Correct. Now she's done well. Sauce covered too.
Thank you, Blakey.
Gabby from Oak Downs. Sauce on a curry chicken pie. Yes or no, Gabs?
No.
No.
Okay. Now, why do you say no, Gabby?
I just don't think the curry goes with the tomato sauce, like the flavour.
Oh, you don't think they don't mesh well?
What about a different sauce, Gabby? Could you put a different sauce on it?
Possibly, like, maybe, I'm a bit weird with condiments, but maybe mayo. I love mayo.
Interesting.
Shania, would you go mayo on the curry chicken pie?
Maybe not, but if you're into it.
Okay.
I mean, each to their own, really.
So, Gabby, if it was a dry pie, would you go get some mayonnaise and put it in the chicken pie?
Yeah, I'd dip it in for sure.
Okay.
Oh, hang on, she'd dip it in, like a nugget. Would you dip it in like a nugget?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We can...
This is a whole different question. We can't be tipping pies.
James from Chigwell, wrap this up for us. Curry chicken pie, sauce or no sauce?
I reckon sauce. I think it's blasphemy if you don't have sauce.
So, James, you think any pie, always sauce?
Oh, for sure, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go past good old meat pie or chicken pie with sauce.
Yep. And
personally, I think barbecue, but...
Okay, so you're a barbecue man, James.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, here's another debate again.
Hey, look, we're currently joined by Shania Shania's a big fan of the show. She messaged us yesterday with a bit of a problem. Do you want to remind everyone what that problem was, Shania?
The problem is, do you put sauce on a curry chicken pie?
Now, we've put up an Instagram poll. You can head to @JimmyandNath if you do want to vote. And currently, it's 49% yes and 51% no.
No.
Yeah. So close. Now, we did hit the phones. Now, Blakey did an interesting point. Blakey said, hey, boys, if it's a dry pie, grab your sauce. But if it's a really good, tasty pie, don't need to worry about it. Gabby was like, no to sauce, but yes to mayonnaise, which I still think is a yes to sauce.
Yeah.
And James said, yeah, you should be able to put as much sauce on any pie you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we put close clothes, we go done and dusted and we all say yes to sauce.
Sauce, yep. Mm-hmm.
I think it's only fair we hear from the other side.
Yeah.
So this is Shania's mother-in-law curry chicken pie.
This is the maker of the pie. Hello, Kylie, Shania's mother-in-law. How are you, Kylie?
No, it's Kelly.
Kelly, sorry. Okay, Kelly, sorry.
So, Kelly, did you cook the curry chicken pie?
I cooked the curry chicken pie. It was lovely. It was not dry. It was a beautiful curry chicken pie, Shania.
Now, Kelly, are you upset because you put so much time and effort in and then Shania came in and put sauce on it? Is that what's upsetting you?
No, I'm not upset. I just looked at her as if to say, why would you put tomato sauce on a curry chicken pie? That was not dry.
Shania, now.
How would you respond,
Shania?
Would
you like to rebuttal this?
Look, I don't appreciate the way you made me feel.
Kelly, surely Shania should be able to put sauce on a pie if she wants to put sauce on a pie.
Yeah, she can put sauce on a pie, but I hope we win. No, no, no.
Kelly, can I suggest something? Perhaps get rid of all the sauce in your house and then she's got nothing to put on it.
Exactly, that's what I might do.
And Shania, I'd suggest never go over to Kelly's house again. The Ben you'll be on. Your name on a truck for the first time. The Ben you'll be on. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's you on a truck with rubbish. The Ben you'll be on. Yeah, if you haven't heard, thanks to Veolia Garbage Trucks, Jim, we are naming a garbage truck here in Tassie after one of our listeners. Now, last week, we announced our three finalists, who have got a week to build a campaign to get people to vote. If you do want to vote for these people, go to hit.com.au, go to the win page and cast your vote. Now, each day this week, we're going to dedicate a little bit of time to one of our contestants. Yep. And today, we bring in Rubbishelle, Michelle from Moona. Welcome to the show, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, boys?
We are fantastic. Rubbishelle, first question, how's your campaign going?
Honestly, I have no idea.
And second question, Michelle, sauce on a pie, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. She's passionate about it. Yeah, that's good. Now, Rubbishelle, we've had about over 500 votes, really, so far. Now, we can't reveal who's in the lead, but you're looking good. Okay, so what are you doing? You keep doing it.
Nothing.
No, it's a lie. No one's voted for you, Michelle. It's awful news. No,
pull your finger out. So what we thought we could do, just to let people know how good you would be on a garbage truck, is play a little game called Back It Up. Now pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck. Because, Rubbishelle, if you're going to be on a garbage truck, you need to know what they sound like when they're reversing.
Right. Okay.
Now, have you been around many garbage trucks in the past?
Oh, only the one that comes to the street every fortnight.
Okay, and have you
heard... That's every week. That's a weekly garbage truck noise.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you heard it reverse before?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So how this Back It Up game is going to work is I've got three sound effects of big vehicles reversing. You need to identify which one is a garbage truck and which one is not, okay?
Okay.
So basically it's just garbage truck or not a garbage truck, okay? If you get 3 out of 3 or if you pass, that's a good indication that you deserve to be on this garbage truck.
No worries.
All right. Here is your first one. Garbage truck or not a garbage truck? Listen carefully.
Just lock in garbage or no garbage.
It might be. I don't know.
No, there's no fence questions.
You got to say yes or no, Michelle.
Garbage truck or no garbage truck?
Nah.
It was a garbage truck. Jim knew. Straight away, Jimmy's looking at me.
I was looking at Nath going, that's clearly a garbage truck.
Big garbage truck, guys. All right, here's your second one. Are you ready, Michelle?
Yep.
Okay. It's a different sound.
Is that any different?
It's a different, yeah. It's
clearly different.
I'd lock in, Michelle, that that's not a garbage truck. But that's just my advice.
If you want to phone a friend.
No, yeah, it's not a garbage truck then.
You're spot on. That was a bus.
That was a school bus.
That was a school bus. I mean, you knew that though, didn't you, Rubbish Shell?
Yeah, of course I knew that.
I did.
Okay. Nath went out and recorded these yesterday, Michelle. He's put a lot of time and effort into this game.
Lucky didn't get run over.
Oh, we can only wish. Anyway, Nath, the final question.
All right, here is your final one. So this is to get 2 out of 3. Is this a garbage truck reversing or not? Okay, here we go.
No.
Ooh. What do you think, Rabichel?
Tricky.
I'm going to say that's a yes.
It's a garbage truck.
Well, you slipped on the first hurdle, Rabichel, but then you recovered gracefully to claim gold.
There you go. You've just proven your point why people should go and vote for you. Is there a final message you want to leave the listeners with?
Look. I'm not doing anything, but keep voting.
Well, next time we ask you, you can say you are doing something. You're guessing whether it's a garbage truck or not. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You're doing something.
I'll know when I hear one now. I'll be like, that's a garbage truck.
Yeah. There you go. And might have your name on it. Go to hit.com.au if you do want to vote for Rubbish Shell. And I guess we'll chat to another contestant tomorrow.
Certainly will, Nath.
The Jimmy and Nath catch up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.